Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Romans chapter 14, beginning at verse 10. And this is the Apostle Paul, and he says, "Remember, each of us will stand personally before the judgment seat of God. For it is written, 'As I live, says the Lord, every knee shall bow to me and every tongue confess to God.'" Yes, each of us will give an account of himself to God. And then out of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 20, beginning at verse 25. "But Jesus said, 'Whoever wants to be leader among you must be your servant.'" He's talking to the disciples and others who are listening. "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many." And then out of Proverbs, chapter 11, verse 25. "The one who blesses others is abundantly blessed. Those who help others are helped." In his book, Don't Waste Your Life, John Piper retells a story that I have mentioned before that was first published in the February 1998 edition of Reader's Digest about a couple who took early retirement from their jobs in the Northeast when he was 59 and she was 51. They moved to Punta Gorda, Florida, South Florida, where they cruised the Gulf on their 30-foot yacht, played softball, and collected shells. Piper wondered at first if it was a joke, a spoof perhaps on the American dream, but he found out that it wasn't. It was reality. Tragically, their dream was this: come to the end of your life, your one and only precious life, God-given life, and let the last great work of your life before you give an account to your Creator be this: playing softball and collecting shells. Picture them before Christ at the great day of judgment as they kneel before him, arms outstretched to him, saying, "Look, Lord, see my pretty shells?" That is a tragedy. They had their whole life still before them, and they were done. They could have done so much more to leave a legacy, to have made an impact, to have made a difference. What about us? What will we see when we look back on each day of our lives? Did we take advantage of the opportunities before us to live the life that we were given to the fullest? Or did we just cruise the Gulf, play softball, and collect pretty shells? We are all sacred creations of God, created with incredible potential, dynamic purposes, unique passions, and platforms of influence for good. Intentionally created by God for this specific time in history to leave a legacy of eternal impact that positively changes the lives around us. Jesus set an example before us. He came not to be served, but to serve. We read that a moment ago in the passage out of Matthew. And he calls us to do the same. He is our example. And God has entrusted us, you and me, with resources, with abilities, with talents, with experiences and opportunities to serve and to have an impact that no one else can have with him for others. And whether we do, well, that will be up to each one of us. Every day of our life, we should ask, could I have done more? Could I have done things differently? Whom did I pass by today that I could have helped? Did God expect more from me than I did? What am I doing with the life that has been entrusted to me? All questions we should all face and deal with on our journey if we are to become all God created us to be, to do all he intends for us to do. And somewhere on that journey, we are going to come face to face with the reality that we can't do life over again. One time around is all we get. One time around to leave a legacy which will take value away from the lives of others around us, or that will add value to everyone we meet, helping them to become all they were created to be. One time around to make lots of money, to indulge our own desires and comforts, to accumulate lots of things and maybe some pretty shells, or one time around to support, to love and nurture our families and those others who need us, who God brings to us into our lives. One time around to leave a legacy of things and stuff, or a legacy of fingerprints on the hearts of those who are less when we are gone, but more, so much more, because we were here. One time around to leave a legacy of worldly success, or one time around to leave a legacy of significance, reaching for all the potential, not just on our own lives, but in the lives of those around us who needed us. And in the process, leaving a legacy of changed lives everywhere simply because we were here. What will our legacy be? What will yours be? What will mine be? It's not something we should begin to think about in our last days. It's something we leave every day of our lives. When today is over, whatever we did, whatever we helped with is over. It's in the book. It's in the box. What will people say about you when you are gone? What will we have done? Gather pretty shells or lift lives? Could I have done more? It's a question that should be on our minds every day of our lives. Could we have done more? In 1993, a powerful movie entitled Schindler's List was released. The story is based on the life of Oskar Schindler, true story, a German-born businessman whose labor force for his factory was comprised entirely of Jews that he rescued from the death camps by buying them from the Nazis during the horrible Holocaust. During the course of the war, he becomes more allied with his workers than with his country, and through his workers is changed from a self-seeking man to a self-sacrificing, merciful one who courageously stood against the evil of the Nazi juggernaut and saved more European Jews than almost anyone else. The final scene in the movie takes place at his factory after the unconditional surrender of Germany to the Allied forces. It's past midnight. A car is waiting to take Schindler and his wife away. In the scene, he is given a letter by a worker signed by all 1,100 of his workers, explaining his courage and his mercy to them. And also, he is given a gold ring made from the voluntarily offered gold fillings from the teeth of those same workers who have now all gathered there to say goodbye to him. At that moment, he began to feel incredible remorse, because in the midst of all that he had tried to do and did, gathered there with the lives that he had saved, he realized that he could have done more. And he wasn't thinking about more business, more money, or increasing his image in the world. None of that. Instead, he stood there and realized that he could have and should have done more to save more lives. God's lives, children, people that he brought before him. Through tears, Schindler takes the gold pin off the lapel of his jacket, holds it up, and realizes that he could have bought two more with what that pin is worth. He pointed to his car and said, 10, 10. He could have saved 10 more lives instead of buying that car. He did a lot to save lives, but realized that he could have done more. I suspect that when we stand before Christ one day, which we will, to give an account of our lives, we will have a sense of satisfaction and joy for some of what we did. That's probably so, and rightly so. But also, we will probably feel remorse and sadness for the opportunities missed and wasted, realizing that no matter what we did, we could have done more. Realizing maybe a little late in life what life is really all about. Will we see at that point more of the reflections of the faces of those we helped? Or will we see more of the faces, the reflections of those that we should have helped, but instead walked by? Funny, we'll see then that it was never about making money, about becoming successful, about having our own way, about winning, none of that, but that it was always about doing what God calls us to do. It was always about touching, changing, lifting, and saving lives, one life at a time. And as we read in Proverbs a minute ago, when we lift others, we are lifted. When we bless others, we are blessed. You know that. You felt that before in your life when you've helped others. But I know that I will stand before Christ weeping, mumbling through tears to him and saying, I could have done more. I wasted so much time. I could have cut out so many unimportant things and had so many more hours for so many people. I could have helped more. I could have saved more. I could have done so much more. And Christ, as Christ always does, will extend mercy to me and point out the lives that are, in fact, better off because I lived. His mercy to me, his mercy to us, will be so much more than we deserve. But even then, he will know and I will know that I could have done so much more. So why not see that now, that we could have done more and that we can do more right now, moving forward in life? And then why not do it right now? With all the opportunities that are before us to have an impact on the lives around us, and with Christ to serve and change the world and lives around us, could we do more? I think we know that we can. To do all that God always calls us to do, lifting one life at a time, over and over and over again. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for all that you do for us and with us. And thank you for my friends gathered here. But you know, Lord, that in my heart, everybody could have hung up and I need to continue to listen to what you have to share. That I need to do better. That I can do more. We can do more. But we don't have to do it alone. You'll go with us. You'll guide us. You'll poke us. You'll remind us. You'll bring folks to us. Help us to be sensitive to the world around us, to see the faces that we have missed before, to see them today, to not judge, but to see them, to help them, to lift them, to change them with you so that they can become all that you created them to be, while you are, through that, helping us to become all that you created us to be. Help us, Lord, to do more, to do all that you call us to do. And by your example, through your Son who you sent for us, we pray and we love you. And it's in his precious name we pray, amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.